The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6, to walk as he walked, to walk as Christ walked. The word walk in Scripture speaks of course and direction and life. And I want today to compare what you have witnessed with the life of Jesus Christ. How did he live? How did he walk? The Lord Jesus Christ lived a life of holiness. The Bible says that he was without sin. So I challenge you, face to face, as you have watched this ugly, rotten parade, is there anything of the purity of the Lord Jesus Christ in it? There is nothing of the purity and holiness of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is obnoxious, sinful, ugly, and rotten. It is the opposite of all that Jesus Christ was and is. The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ lived in obedience to the law of God. That is to say, all of the moral law the Savior kept. As you consider what you have witnessed today, you must admit and accept the reality that everything about it is contrary to the law of God, and therefore contrary to the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. He who lived a life of sinlessness, purity, and holiness, who lived a life in obedience to the law of God. The Bible also tells us that he lived a life of humility. He humbled himself. This rotten, ugly parade today, boasts of pride. It is the opposite of the Lord Jesus Christ, who lived a life of humility. The mark of Christians is to be humble before God. But those who engage in sinfulness and wickedness want to boast of their sin. Therefore, this parade is the exact opposite of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. He who lived a life of purity and obedience to the law of God and a life of humility. The Bible also tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ lived a life of self-denial, where he said, not my will, but thine be done. A life of self-denial. And yet what we have on display today in this city is not self-denial, but indulgence in sin and wickedness. It is then the exact opposite of all that Jesus Christ shows us in this scripture and as he lived in this world. Furthermore, the Lord Jesus Christ lived a life of devotion. For he could say, I delight to do thy will, O my God. A life of devotion to God. A life where he worshipped the Father. A life where he attended to the means of grace, Sabbath by Sabbath, to honor God and thereby demonstrate to us how we ought to live. And so I challenge you today who claim that you are clever, intelligent, rational being. How shall you spend your life? How shall you live it tomorrow? Will you be tomorrow worshipping God as Christ did? I doubt it very much. For here is an ugly, rotten parade that is hateful to God. It is against God. It is against the law of God. What then is the answer to your need and to your problem of sin and to this enslavement to sin? It is the Lord Jesus Christ, he who was perfect and holy and lived in obedience to the law of God, who came into the world to save sinners and to set them free from the bondage of sin and the tyranny of sin. If you want to be free from your sin, if you want to be rid of the tyranny of sin over you, and to be free from the blindness of that sin in which you are held, you must come then to Jesus Christ. After all, he came into the world to save sinners. In his coming into the world, it is firstly an historical fact that Christ came into the world. It is also a saving fact. He came to save sinners from their sin. And all of us who stand here at this open air witness, we once were where you are, sinners in bondage to their sin. But the gospel declared to us, as it declares to you, that in order to be free from that sin, you must come to the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not that any of us were any better than anyone else. We were as wicked and as evil and in as much bondage as any other sinner in this city and even here today before us. But God, through Jesus Christ, has set us free from the bondage of sin, from that guilt of sin, from the tyranny of sin, from the pollution of sin. And that is what we wish to declare and have declared here today, that Jesus Christ and Him alone is the means by which we can be pardoned for our sin and set free from our sin, so that we may walk and live as Jesus walked and lived, to walk and live in purity, to walk and live in obedience to the moral law of God, to walk and live in humility before God, and to walk and live a life of devotion to God, free from the bondage of sin, free from the tyranny of sin in which sinners are held. It is then the desire, the prayer, and the wishes of all who are true believers in Jesus Christ that sinners will indeed, even here this day, leave their sin, forsake sin, leave that path of wickedness on which you walk. Because as this party is over, you watch the party, you dance to the music, but it has stopped. What have you left? You have nothing, nothing to live for. And when you go home to your flats to live in your own, there in the midst of your misery and your thoughts, you hate the silence, because what you're left with is your own sinful nature. But the gospel says that whoever you are and wherever you are, there is freedom from sin. And so we ask and urge you this day, on account of the authority of Christ, turn from your sin, turn from your wicked way, and come and find riches in Christ, the freedom that there is in Christ, the pardon that there is in Christ, the forgiveness that there is in Christ. And only then will you begin to live. Only then will your life have meaning and significance. For without Christ, your life means nothing. It is but dust and ashes. And all that you live for will be nothing and be accounted for nothing on the judgment day. For we shall all be called to account for that which God has given to us in His kindness and life, and how we have used every second of every day of our life. And yet God will call us to account for that. I say to you, on the authority of the Word of God, there is pardon for sin. There is forgiveness for sin. There is freedom in Christ. There is liberty in Christ. There is peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.